Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And one of the guys who I guess would define that would be Kenny McIntosh, as he I guess will begin his senior year. Hard to believe. I remember I think when he was in seventh or eighth grade, but has helped to elevate University School District champions and a number one seed in 4A last year. Kenny joins us this evening. Kenny, thanks so much for taking the time. When you know what, I was talking before about to John Dunmore about that trip to California. It seemed like there was more hours spent on the plane than there was on the field.
Yeah, it was a long flight there and back.
Talk about that experience. I mean, you've had an opportunity to do a lot of things over the last couple of years, but that must have been pretty good because I followed all everybody's pictures on Facebook and such, and you guys went everywhere from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles to In-N-Out Burger, and you hit all the touristy things. You got to take a picture of Michael Jackson's star and everything. Well. Uh-huh. Talk about that. I mean, here you are, you're a junior in high school, getting to hang out with like 30 of your best buddies for a weekend in L.A. What was that about?
Awesome experience. You know, we bring himself, best talent from South Florida up to Cali against their best talent. You know, everybody just eating and enjoying having a good time, but, you know, South Florida had a best. The Victory Hall represents us on Florida, but it was just awesome seeing all those players up there and, you know, enjoying the time, especially with Adidas. Shout out to Adidas. They did an awesome job this year. Definitely the cleats and stuff like that.
So yeah.
It was just a good experience.
And not only that, you got the number one video for the best catch. Wow, look at you! I guess you showed everybody the hand you have, a little end zone catch, scooping it out of the guy's chest. That was no big deal. Did you think it was going to get to number one?
Not.
Because I saw a lot. I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, it was a pretty good catch. But you know, I said, you know. I'm sure Kenny's done better. I mean, you know, it's just. But still, you got a lot of recognition, and you get a chance to play against the. Yeah, it went to number one. What about the Cali guys? Could they play a little bit?
Oh, they definitely can play, man. They woke us up. I think it was by our third game. They woke us up, had us down, but we had to fight real hard to come back to win. So they definitely can play up there. So.
You've been around this game for a while. Your brothers played at a high level, still playing at a high level, and you've learned a lot. I mean, just from watching, you know, just being around, just seeing what they're going through, not just in football, but also, you know, in the classroom and what the colleges are doing. How much did you learn from that? Yeah, you had to learn a great deal.
Yes, I learned a lot. Mainly just, you know, keep your mind focused on your goal. Going to college is all about business, and don't get sized, distracted and stuff like that, like social media and stuff like that, get you off your game and stuff. Just stay focused and, you know, go get the job done at the next level.
And you've been playing at a pretty high level for a while. I mean, you've been a marquee guy since youth football. You got into high school and started doing a lot of the same stuff. It's never come any different for you. Talk about, you know, your career and how you've matured into the position now where everybody's looking at you. Everybody, you know, would love to have you on campus. Talk about how you got to this point and some of the people who've been responsible.
First off, I want to shout out Coach Mike and Coach Luke. They were all my football coaches, high school football coaches. They all been on me since day one, since eighth grade, you know, pushing me to grind and, you know, develop the player that they know the potential would be. And, you know, just, you know, putting in the work at university school, and you know, believing and trusting the process.
Right. And having a lot of talent around you. I mean, you know, you look at the roster. Yeah, people don't realize that. I mean, I look at your roster and it's stacked. I mean, on both sides. I mean, you got you got a quarterback who's just a freshman but may have a chance to be as good as anybody. Your offensive line and certainly your defensive secondary. I mean, which can line up with anybody. It wasn't any – I mean, I know Booker T was a team for a lot of years that a lot of people looked at in 4A, but here you guys got the number one seed last year. I mean, did you – going into the season, did you figure that that's where you had a chance to end up? I mean, realistically?
The way we was working in off season, we did believe that we were going to be number one. We believed it, and we went out there and achieved it because the way we was working off season and – we're coming stronger this year for what we did last year.
Yeah. So. And you talked about Coach Luke Hay. He's been there since they opened the doors of the school.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been there forever. I mean, he devotes a lot of time. He, Blair, all the coaches on the team give a lot. I mean, you've watched this team grow. I mean, it's amazing where, you know, where you came – I guess the 1 year before Luke Hay took over wasn't such a great year, but all of a sudden you have a chance in your senior year coming up to do something that the school hasn't done in quite a long time, and that's get the state. It's a legitimate chance. I mean, you guys have a lot of talent, a lot of people around you. Talk about that and what you're looking to get out of spring this year.
Well, I'm looking to get out of spring to you know, just get closer with the, you know, new players we have coming in and, you know, building that brotherhood from the beginning and just, you know, bring them back, join them on the wagon so they can get on the road. So the Wayne train, that's what we call it, the Wayne train, Coach Blair. You know, just the road to victory, that's it, so.
It's a lot of fun, though. I mean, it seems like you guys have a lot of fun around there. And then getting a chance to play 7-on-7 and traveling around with those guys was a lot of fun as well. The experience of playing off-season, a lot of people, I mean, say don't do it because you get hurt. You don't feel that way, do you?
No, I don't feel that way. I feel good. No.
Yeah, you feel healthy.
I feel healthy.
Yeah, well, I've
been ready to get back on the field.
No, I don't blame you. A lot of people have been watching, and now you're going to make a decision, what, next year or so? Are you going to take visits? You're going to use this spring to take some visits? What do you got going on in the next couple of months?
I'm definitely taking visits to Oklahoma, Alabama, Oregon. I've been in Miami a couple of times throughout the week. I want to get to Ohio State again.
Right.
Just want to go visit them. And that's mainly it. And
some good programs there, obviously. And Oklahoma has nothing to do with Nick Benito or what? Your boy from back when. I mean,
that's still my boy, man. But no, it really has nothing to do with them. I just love how they run the ball.
Nice.
Me and the running back coach have a good relationship, so.
Good stuff. All right, Kenny. Well, I appreciate you checking in. Glad you're back rested and no jet lag and had a good time and a lot of good memories going out to Cali. I know everybody's waiting to do it again next year.
Yes. My young boy's coming back with it next year, too.
Yeah, no, they're going to be pretty tough, too. All right, Ken, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.